Our study begins today with John chapter 7, verse 14. We welcome you to our study here on the Radio Bible Course. Here's the text. About the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. The Jews marveled at it, saying, "How is it that this man has learning when he has never studied?" So Jesus answered them, "My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. If any man's will is to do his will, he shall know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking on my own authority. He who speaks on his own authority seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of him who sent him is true. And in him there is no falsehood." Did not Moses give you the law? Yet none of you keeps the law. Why do you seek to kill me? The people answered, "You have a demon. Who is seeking to kill you?" Jesus answered them, "I did one deed, and you all marvel at it. Moses gave you circumcision, not that it is from Moses, but from the fathers. And you circumcise a man upon the Sabbath. If on the Sabbath a man receives circumcision, so that the law of Moses may not be broken, why are you angry with me, because on the Sabbath I made a man's whole body well? Do not judge by appearances, but judge with righteous judgment." In our previous class session, we observed how these hostile Jews, by their question in verse 15, intended to discredit Jesus' teaching. They wouldn't give him any respect, and they wouldn't even consider that he might be a prophet sent by God, of course. And since Jesus was not a product of their seminaries or their rabbinical school, they insisted that he was merely speaking personal opinions, which should not be given any credence at all. Jesus responds to that in verse 16. He informs them of the source of his teaching, and he tells them it's the Father who sent him. He said, "My teaching is not mine," that is, not my own, "but his who sent me." Jesus placed himself in the role of a messenger of God. Some people are surprised when they hear that Jesus claimed to initiate nothing. He was content to be a spokesman for the Father, and he makes that quite clear, that he did not invent his teachings. They are not original with him. He is doing what he was told to do. When Jesus spoke, he never did what the other Jewish teachers did, for they always quoted the rabbis as their support. That was their source of authority, and that was the accepted method of teaching among the Jews in the first century. So whatever Jesus said, since it didn't fall into that pattern, did not get respect. Instead of claiming that he originated his own teachings, he often made reference to where he did get it from. He said he received it from heaven. Well, didn't they have God's word also? They did, and that came from heaven through Moses. The problem was, however, that their understanding of those Old Testament scriptures were shaped by the context of tradition which bound them. We see that over and over as we read the Gospels, how that the Jews quoted something from the Old Testament, but they apparently didn't understand the scriptures, and Jesus pointed out that they really didn't want to understand the scriptures. Listen to Jesus in Mark chapter 7, verse 8. And here we have a scathing denunciation of their religion by the Son of God himself. He said, "Neglecting the commandment of God, you hold to the tradition of men." They had the commandments of God, but what were they following? Whatever the rabbis had passed on to them over the centuries. As for Jesus' teachings, Jesus said this in John chapter 12, verse 49, "For I did not speak on my own initiative, but the Father himself who sent me has given me commandment what to say and what to speak." It would indeed be a spectacular event if you could stand before an audience and say, "Everything I am saying to you is coming directly from God." The closest we get to that is reading the Bible and perhaps teaching it verse by verse with as little opinion as possible. But teaching requires an explanation, and that's where opinion sometimes enters in. We should try to be fair when we do have a serious problem with the text, to give several views so we are not dogmatic and imply that we know exactly what a passage might mean. Nevertheless, when we do go to the text and we teach it verse by verse, we are bringing God's word to people. That's what Jesus did, but he did it totally and without any possible error. No word ever came out of his mouth that God did not want him to say. He did God's will perfectly. None of us can say that. Although the Jewish authorities gave his words no respect, Jesus could tell the Father that some men did show respect. Who? Those whom he had chosen. We read about them in John chapter 17, verses 7 and 8. And this comes in his prayer to the Father before his crucifixion. It reads, "Now they know that everything that thou hast given me comes from thee, for I have given them the words which thou gavest me. And they have received them, and know in truth that I came from thee." This is quite a contrast to what we are going to see in the following passages, because the Jews did not arrive at the same conclusion that those apostles had drawn from Jesus' teachings. Could anyone be a disciple of Christ and not be convinced that he spoke the Father's word? I don't think so. Not then, and not today. Now note in this verse the credit which Jesus gave to the Father for the things which he taught to the disciples. "I have given them the words which thou gavest me." What can be said concerning the disciples of Christ? They were also disciples of God, because everything that Jesus taught came from God. It's interesting that we don't find, perhaps only once in Scripture, reference to us being children of Jesus Christ. We are always called children of God because he is the one who sent the Spirit. He is the one who accomplishes the great birth. He is the one who gave the teaching which we believe. So we are children of God. Since Jesus promoted the glory of the Father and not himself, I think we can easily trust that kind of a person, for he's interested not in getting something for himself, but what glorifies the Father. In verse 17 of John chapter 7, he said, "Men could know if his teaching is from God." Now, this is indeed a problem today for many people. Is Jesus really speaking for God? When can you know if his teaching is from God? Well, he tells us when a person sets his will to do the will of God, then he will know. This seems related to what Jesus said to the Jews who asked how they might be working for God. We saw that in John chapter 6, verse 29. Jesus said, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." Now, if that's the major work, and that's the way Jesus presented it here, the major thing that God wants a man to do, then there is no way that you can possibly know the will of God or know anything else until you respond positively to this statement, to believe in the one sent by God. God isn't dealing with people apart from the one he sent, for the Christ is the only channel to God. Jesus said that in John chapter 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. So we conclude he is the way to God. He is the truth of God. And there is no possible way a person can say that he believes in God and listens to God but has doubts about Jesus. That just won't fit. For the book that tells us of God also tells us of the Son sent by God. Jesus is God's spokesman. We, of course, have read Jesus' teachings in the Gospels, but how do we know that those teachings came from God? The great theologian of the early church, Augustine, in the 4th and 5th century A.D., put it this way. Understanding is the reward of faith. Therefore, do not seek to understand in order to believe, but rather believe that you may understand. What is, if any man be willing to do his will? It is the same thing as to believe. That's the end of his quote. I'm delighted that I found agreement with this. He and I are on the same track. We are thinking the same way. And it must be because we're using the same Bible. To believe is to know God's will. And once you believe, then things begin to unfold and understanding comes. Now in verse 18, Jesus does not claim to be speaking truth. Wait a minute. What did I say? He's not claiming to speak truth. Instead, he claims to be true. He's the true one, and he sets forth a reason for it. Listen again to verse 18. He who speaks on his own authority seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of him who sent him is true, and in him there is no falsehood. So Jesus claimed to be the truth, not simply to speak the truth. And he adds, and in him there is no falsehood, or as some of your translations may say, in him is no unrighteousness. Now I think he said that deliberately for the purpose of contrast to what comes next in the text. He wanted to expose their hypocrisy, and he does it with a question in verse 19. Did not Moses give you the law? Yet none of you keeps the law. Why do you seek to kill me? We'll continue this discussion in our program next week. Did you know that these teachings on the Gospel of John are available on cassette tape? They can be purchased an album at a time. Our teaching tape brochure explains how to order. Write to the Radio Bible Course. Ask for the teaching tape brochure. Until next week, this is Nick Calavoda reminding you that the word gospel means good news.
Our address is Radio Bible Courses, Post Office Box 14916, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70898. The website is rbcword.org.